This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to Friday's episode of The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb, in for Joe Messina, who is off at a health spa weekend in order to deal with his chocolate addiction. I'm joking, I'm a comedian. And he will be back with us fresh and creamed in time for Monday's show. We are live on TheRealSide.com, and I'm here with fabulous producer Tammy for the next 3 hours. How will we cope? We'll be taking your calls later on in the show, 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. And you can share your thoughts in the live chat on the website, and we will be sharing some of your comments. You can find The Real Side on social media, and you can find me on social media, too, everywhere but Twitter, because I scare them with the truth. Oh, yes, sirree. So on tonight's show, in the first hour, we check in with Donato Panica from heroesforheroes.org. And in hour two, a political analyst, Dr. Gerard Lemiro, PhD, joins us. And in the final hour, the third hour, the British political commentator Mark Sutherland joins us. So make sure to stick around for all 3 hours. Oh, yes, three. So it's time for me to get on my soapbox, folks. In a week, we'll be buried George Bush Sr., that is. Be nice. Our president was snubbed at his funeral, and the Democrat criminati looked down their noses at the Donald. Now, I would like to say I was shocked at their level of response to him and his beautiful wife, but I'm sadly not. Now, Bush Jr. and Shelley Obama canoodled and swept candy again. Whatever floats your boat, Georgie. It does make me question, actually, sometimes America's patriotism. Now, this man wins fair and square and gives up his lavish lifestyle to improve our country, which, frankly, had, under Obama, gone to the dogs. And this level of response is what he gets. Now, his moments of respect to former President Bush was critiqued, too, by Anderson Cooper and his panel of jackals. Now, jackals is the closest word I can use to describe them and remain polite. He didn't stand there for long enough. He wasn't sincere. He only saluted because he felt he had to. Now, let's face it, whatever the president had done, they would have found fault with it. And frankly, I'm tired of this BS. Now, to add to this, Senator McCain's widow has been critical of our president this week for not attending her husband's funeral. Hello? Cindy, he was told he was not welcome. But Donald is damned if he does, and he's damned if he doesn't. When can we all get back to working with the president to keep America great and continue the great work he has begun? Now, frankly, this hate is nauseating to me, to the point of not even wanting to engage with those who choose to support this level of divide. And this level of response is indicative of the fact that President Trump is doing something right, as they hated him from day one. Now, his decisions are clearly to benefit the American people, but meet such disdain because they will stop all of the kickbacks that come from the previous behavior. Now, this is what they hate, not the man, the decisions. We must all fight valiantly to defend his decisions that we agree with and ensure to publicly voice that support. Now, far too many of his initiatives are poo-pooed because they are from his administration. And that, to me, is so un-American. The politicians attempting to block Donald's initiative clearly have much to lose financially or would care more about what's best for America and Americans than lining their own pockets. Now, there is a war on out there, folks, not one with weapons, but one using hate. And it's in an attempt to stop the corruption of the country. Now, anyone bringing that message will be hated and vilified. And I'm sorry to tell you that if you support it, you will be hated and vilified, too. Now, I'm not here to be liked. I'm here to make a difference. What will you do? God bless America and God bless President Trump. Now, today it's Pearl Harbor Day, for those of you that didn't know. And we remember those who gave their lives and remember their courage and pray for peace on this day. Oh, yes, three. Now, I wasn't alive when Pearl Harbor occurred, but I definitely looked up a lot of things that happened with regards to it today, and it really did just make me sad. I don't know what must have been going through their minds for all of this to happen, and to be a part of it, it really is a sad part of American history. So let's go to the chat room. Let's say a few hellos. Let's say hi to Larry, hi to Donna, hi to Gina, hi to Samuel. How are you? Hello to Robert. Hello to everybody who's actually listening to the show, but is not in the live feed. As I said, we're with you through till 3 a.m. I'm just looking at all of these pictures that are flashing up before you of me and some with some very famous people. Hi, Art. Welcome to the show, which makes me look like, you know, such a celebrity party goer, but that really isn't the case. I am a good boy, and I am in bed by 10 o'clock every night with a good book, I assure you. What else did I want to tell you? I don't know if you've been watching the British TV show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But I've been addicted to it. But you know what that music means. That music means it is time for a break, and we can talk a little bit more about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here after the break. Go get a cup of tea and join us in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Yes, sirree. Welcome back. You just joined us. You're listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb, stepping in for Joe Messina. And don't forget, you can share your thoughts in the live chat on the website, and we will share some of those thoughts. Don't forget, you can find The Real Side on social media, and you can find me there, too. And my name is Xander Gibb. Oh, yes, sorry. So we started, I was alluding a little bit to this TV show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And it got me thinking about how living in the UK right now, I feel like there should be a game show called I'm an American, Get Me Out of Here, because that would be great. But what they make you do, you have to really sing for your supper. They make you do these things called Bush Tucker trials. So you have to crawl through, like, boxes of snakes and spiders, you know, just to get, you know, a sandwich and things like that, where that really wouldn't work for me. And also some of the trials are things like they want you to eat dead flies and insects, live insects and parts of dead pigs and things like that. So I really wouldn't be able to do that. But a friend of mine was asked if they would like to be a part of this TV show, and they turned it down. So you get £1 million, which is like, I don't know, that's about $1.3 million. So I suppose if they were going to airlift me in and I was going to be one of the first to be voted off, I probably would have gone for it. I think it would have been an experience, and I think that life is all about experiences. Now, one experience that really I found interesting, and a lot of people were asking me about this week, was the fact that Michelle Obama had visited the UK and, you know, is trotting around and visiting the Queen like she is some kind of American ambassador. And I found that really funny. I know they're probably looking to find their niche after leaving the White House. But I don't know, I think we need to give them a role, maybe send them into the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. And maybe, you know, we're just going to have to do that. Sorry, I've got something flashing up on me in front of the computer. So we have a caller. We're going to take a call. Paul from North Carolina. So we're going to bring him on and see what he wants to share with us. Hello, Paul. You're live on The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb.
Hi, Xander. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, okay, first of all, as per some of our other conversations, I don't know. You had me on your Facebook as Daniel.
Right. Hi. I wasn't quite sure, but welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you. Well, you know that now that you know me, you know that my knowledge about a lot of the political stuff is very limited, you know, because I usually ask you all of the crazy questions and stuff like that. And I think maybe we've had a couple of discussions where you kind of had to fill me in, you know,
with stuff. Right.
Because, you know, sure. I'm just not politically savvy or whatever. Well, I was wondering, because I did a little bit of research, and one of the big things that I was looking at is I've had this discussion with Adam Schiff, and I told him about my thoughts about healthcare, right? And I was thinking about the HR resolution of 2192. I wasn't sure if you were familiar with it.
Not specifically, no. Do you want to tell us what that was reference to?
It is reference to it was passed by the House, but what 2192 is that it's a 2-page bill that basically says that Congress or lawmakers cannot exempt themselves from the health care bills that they pass. So
right.
Basically what that would mean is that would be in the short thing, if it makes any sense, basically whatever health care bill they decided to pass, they would be on it just as much as we were and applicable with it, because this one they wrote out exemptions. You know,
right.
Everybody, they wrote out exemptions for themselves and their staff and stuff. Well, I took a look at that page bill or what have you, and I took a crossover to it, and I noticed that there was an obscenely large amount of Democrats that actually signed off for exemptions of them.
Calcifies.
And you can actually find all of this stuff. You can find, it's really, I was looking and you can find all of this stuff, and I was amazed to find out that inside of there, they, I know it doesn't, probably doesn't surprise you, but it's
not at all.
My thing was, my whole thought process with it was, if it passed the House, right, and it's in the Senate, and we have a Republican majority Senate, correct? And they care about health care, correct? Then
yep.
Why don't we, as those people, why don't we start pushing them towards passing that particular bill? They only have to pass
well,
it, and it's just got to go up to Trump.
I think part of the problem is that, as with a lot of Democrats, it's very much a do as I say, not as I do kind of mm-hmm. situation. And the ideology, if it's good for the, you know, for people in general, and they want to kind of like abstain from it, what does that say about what they're actually passing or trying to pass? I mean, sure, you know, surely that's a concern.
You know, and I don't know. I just, like, they're looking for bipartisan support, right? And I think that I want to say that as somebody who voted Republican, I want to say that that's a sign of good faith, would it not be? You know what I mean? Granted, that should be something they should be practicing anyway, but if it's got to be on pen and paper for whatever reason and we're all supposed to be transparent, then I think that that would be something that would gain. Because the number one thing they say they all care about is health care. So there shouldn't be an issue getting this passed in court, right? Because if getting past the House and to the Pentagon, because I was thinking, well, if they're going to be tied to what we're doing, so why don't we just basically push the senators in that direction? Because that's one of the things that we can do. So I was wondering what would be your thoughts on just trying to put out a message about for the voters to just, you know, we have a Republican household, so worst case scenario, we can go nuclear and get it up there. You know what I mean? And Trump will.
Well, I think that there's a lot we need to do before, you know, the Democrats take over the House in January. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, ultimately, you know, healthcare was a mess when Donald Trump took over. And I think that Obamacare was the worst piece of legislation that was ever, you know, written into American law. Yeah, exactly. You can keep your own doctor. I mean, it actually, you know, this is part of the reason why I'm in the UK right now. It's because, you know, Americans couldn't afford healthcare. You know, I couldn't afford. That actually means that we are going into a break. But listen, thank you so much for your call. We will be back with you after these messages.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, deserves to go to prison. That according to federal prosecutors, even though Cohen has helped the special counsel's Russia investigation. Cohen faces 4 to 5 years when he's sentenced next week for what prosecutors call serious crimes. Cohen has pleaded guilty to several counts of tax and business fraud. He also pleaded guilty to making an excessive campaign contribution. Former FBI Director James Comey says the questioning he faced from House Republicans Friday focused on Hillary Clinton's emails and could have been done in open session. Comey also tells reporters he's confident about the progress of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
I see it proceeding incredibly quickly. Important indication of that is you don't know anything about it except when he files something in court.
And Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team accuses former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort of lying about a variety of subject matters after he signed a plea agreement requiring him to fully and truthfully cooperate with investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back and we are live on the real side with me, Xander Gibb, giving it large. So welcome back. Take a seat and join in the fun. Oh, yes, Aree. Make sure you join us in the chat. Share your comments and we'll be sharing some of your comments live on the show. So keep it clean. Our next guest is here. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background information. Before we bring him on. So on September 12, 2001, Donato Canico loaded up a food truck and drove to Ground Zero to feed search and rescue workers. He cooked from a mobile catering truck for 10 days at the World Trade Center site. Nearly 15 years after, he continues to want to show his appreciation again for those first responders and those that have served our country. So he makes his sandwiches and turkeys, lots of them and lots and lots and lots more. The Heroes for Heroes Foundation gives away more than 3,000 three-foot heroes and more than 200 turkeys to firefighters, police, and veterans on Long Island and New York City every year with the help of friends, partners, and employees at his community market in Smithtown. So welcome, Donato, and thank you so much for your service to those who serve and protect us.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So how did this start? I really want to kind of rewind to the beginning. So here we are. America is in turmoil. The World Trade Center is being hit. The Pentagon is being hit. So the first thing you do is get in your food truck, drive down to Ground Zero, and, you know, selflessly, among all the dust and the grime and everything else, are feeding our first responders. What gave you the idea and the impetus to go and even do that to begin with?
Well, I was watching it on TV like we all were, and I had a friend that was a firefighter in New York City, and I picked up the phone that evening and called him and said, I'm not watching. What would you like me to do? Do you need me to shovel? I said, I have catering trucks I can bring down there. And his response was, There's no line of command. Everybody was killed, and there's no. It's total chaos, mayhem down here. He said to bring down your catering truck, and I would meet you in the morning. So I proceeded to pack everything I had up, and we headed down to Ground Zero first thing in the morning. And when we got there, being that I was only a civilian, I was stopped every block, and they put the mirrors under, and the dogs came in all the trucks, and, you know, it was security crazed at the time. And finally, I get to the last post, and I'm like, oh, well, I think we're as far as we're going to get, and it was quite a while away, and it happened to be one of the customers of mine that was in the Army. He was in charge. And as soon as he seen my face, he said, let this boy through. I know him for 25 years. He's going to do good down here. So he brought me right to the front. They stationed me in front of the Millennium Hotel. And me and all the guys that I rounded up, as well as hundreds of other volunteers that were down there sacrificing their time and possibly their health, jumped in. And we all did what we could, you know.
So what was it like down there in those kind of, you know, first couple of days after? Because I really can't imagine, you know, we watch on TV and every year when there's a memorial, you know, for 9/11, you know, people jumping from buildings, and then we see the aftermath of people being pulled out of the rubble. What must it have been like to actually, you know, be there while that was going on?
Well, My brother-in-law, his brother, unfortunately, was one of the firefighters killed down there. And I had him in the truck with me, and I remember saying to him, I'm like, don't worry, you know, we'll find him. I said, you know, not being naive and not understanding the magnitude of that. But I remember when I turned a certain corner and I seen how huge it was, you know, how much rubble was there. You know, the tears just started rolling down your face. You knew it was a real long shot for anybody to survive that. And it was just, I couldn't believe that. And now I know what the guys at, you know, especially on this day, Pearl Harbor Day, I know what they must have felt like. You know, that hopeless feeling, you know.
Absolutely. And these are kind of pivotal points in American history. And it's quite poignant that you should be on the show today. With it being, you know, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. So how did you fund this, Donato, for 10 days feeding all of those people?
Well, I brought everything that I had down there, and I had a Nextel because, you know, all the phone lines were down, and at nighttime I would walk out as far as I could and get a signal, and I would talk to my dad on the Nextel and tell him, you know, I need this, I need that. And my dad would orchestrate people from the island to get trucks, you know, ready. There were bread guys that donated. It was like everybody came together. It was, you know, as terrible of a situation that was, it was so nice to see so many people giving so selflessly to help, you know. And my dad was orchestrating stuff. As well as I had a person assisting me there when I needed propane, when I needed, you know, rolls, when I needed something, they made sure that it happened. Or they told me what they had and they said, can we use this? And I'm like, bring it. and we'll make something work. And that's exactly what we did through the help of a lot of people, you know.
Absolutely. And I think that this is a huge testament to how New Yorkers come together. You know, in times of trial. And this is, this for me is kind of very, you know, it's very heartening, you know, being a New Yorker myself. And I wasn't, you know, fortunately, I wasn't in New York, when 9/11 occurred. But I think for most of us that were away from the city, we were like glued to the TV for days on end, just, you know, wanting to know, you know, what was happening to our city. Now I want to bring you to, kind of like modern, like, you know, up to date to today. So I'm guessing that, Heroes for Heroes, your nonprofit organization came, was born out of what you did, at 9/11.
Yeah. Well, every year that time of year, that September 11th, was such a somber time for me, as well as a lot of the police officers and people that lost people, and you know, I think for the whole country, it's just a somber time. And instead of getting myself into a, you know, a depression, like, you know, and doing something negative, I try to do something positive. So September 11th, I would make that, hey guys, I didn't forget you. And I started making heroes for all the police officers and firemen for down in the city. And I would do that year in and year out. But over time, as people got wind of it, it grew. It went from, you know, 200 Three Foot Heroes to 300 to 2016. We did 3,300 of these Three Foot Heroes. And instead of being a, you know, we really kept it as a remembrance of the day, you know, in a positive light. Hey, I remember you coming down here, and I remember you doing this, and I remember, you know, it's like being at war with guys, you know. It's a common thing that we all went through together, and the whole country did go through that. And the police were getting a hard time at the time, so it you know, it kind of really boosted their morale a lot. So it was a good feeling all around, you know.
Absolutely. So what kind of So what kind of help are you getting? What kind of, I mean, I would have thought that, you know, I won't mention any particular names, but a particular company that that actually sells, you know, foot lungs, et cetera, would get involved and sponsor you and help with this. I mean, are you getting some help from big organizations like that?
Not too many big organizations, but there are so many little people doing, you know, a lot of little guys really, really jump in, and it's just grown. The other day we had one of the firefighters from New York City that retired, and he went around raising money because he's seen that at Thanksgiving and Christmas time, we expanded our program, and we started bringing turkeys down to the Northport VA, turkeys and hams, and he seen what we've been doing over the past few years. And he raised $2,000, and he came in with the $2,000 yesterday, and I was like, "Oh my God, that's fantastic!" So we touched his life in a way, and now he's giving back. You know, he's paying it forward. You know, so that's what it's all about. You know,
absolutely. That really warms my heart. So I'm very kind of sound tells us that we are going for a break. But Donato is going to stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit more with him about all of the good work he's doing there with Heroes for Our Heroes.org. So stick around, grab a cup of tea, and we will be back with you very, very soon.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just 3 of the thousands of 5-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Oh, yes, sirree. We're back. We're live. You're listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb, in for Joe Messina for the whole of the night. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to everybody in the chat. Donato is still with us. Welcome back to the show, Donato. Now, before we carry on, and before we forget, tell people where your website is and where they can find out about the kind of help that they might be able to give you.
Well, if they visit h4oh.org, they can make donations, or they can write letters to the congressmen and senators to try to help straighten out the situations at a lot of these falling down VAs. Any help that we can get would be greatly appreciated, just to bring awareness, to show these guys the love that they deserve. I mean, it's really sad to see the conditions of the VA. And it's been a can kicked down the road for the last 50 years, and it's time to try to make it right. Politics aside.
Absolutely.
It's not.
Absolutely. And this is not even about politicizing, because I think for the past 25 years, I don't think the vets have had a good deal. I kind of think that President Trump is trying to do a better job poor vets. But, you know, I think the basics, you know, when you've served your country for a period of time, the basics that you should get when you come out are, you know, job prospects, somewhere to live. And I think a lump sum of cash, too, to kind of start your life again. But that's just my personal opinion. I think that that's the least the government could give you after you've served your country and kept people safe, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I want to jump right in just because of time. So I want you to tell us about your event on December 22nd. Now, I'm calling it a turkey drive, but it's a little bit more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're doing turkeys and smoked hams for all the guys at the VA for December 22nd. We have a trailer going down there, and the more money we get, the more money we raise, the more product we can send the guys. Our goal is not to send anybody out of there that really needs empty-handed. You know, and try to help them out as best we can and make a horrible situation. Sometimes these guys, you know what amazes me is that they don't really complain. You know, you'll see them there, and I always tell my guys, you know, if you think you had a bad day, come down here. And not to put light on what they have sacrificed for, but, you know, these guys gave it all, and if you think you're having bad times, your car broke down or something like that, you have minor problems compared to these guys. And people walk out of there like, wow, I didn't know, and I feel like such a piece of garbage, but, you know, and now I know, and these guys have been coming down and helping me. You know, if the Army gets stronger, the more people I get down there and see what's going on. The shame of it is there's like 14 condemned buildings on the property, and the place is in really bad disrepair. And I'm trying to raise money to actually rebuild our organization, and my guys are trying to raise money to rebuild one of the patios there. It's like a $275,000 project, but, you know, we're doing little fundraisers here and there, and we're trying, so we've been working at that as well. And, you know, we're just giving it 100% that we can, but sometimes it's frustrating, you know.
Absolutely.
See the guys that really...
I'm sorry.
Sure.
So what kind of funding is the government? What percentage of the funding is the government providing for care for vets in the area?
Well, the main problem, as I see it, you know, and that might necessarily be the correct thing, but like I talked to some of the guys down there, and they said the issue is always this: do we let a building go in disrepair, or do we take care of the guys. So the issue, it's a non-issue. It's always people first, you know, and the equipment might not be the best and the buildings might be, so they push something off and then another building gets closed and another building gets closed. And, you know, this can's been kicked down the road for 50 years and, you know, this is the mess that we're in. And hopefully we can get the right people behind us. You know, maybe we can do it privately. You know, if it's not the will of the government to do it, then we can do it privately. There's a lot of people out there that have the means to make some guys' days. You know, this is a lot of guys going down there.
Absolutely, and I really do get the impression, and you know, obviously I'm pro-Trump, but I do get the impression that this president really does want to do a better deal for vets, and so hopefully, you know, there will be some money, you know, coming towards.
Well, we invite him to come down here. He can help us hand out the turkeys.
Well, I think he probably would. I mean,
I have no doubt in my mind that he would. He seems to have a heart of gold, you know.
Absolutely, and in all honesty, if I were there, I would come and help and hand out turkeys too. Now, one of the guys in the chat room, Ron, is asking. Has anyone, did you or anyone of your employees have any adverse effects from being on the 9/11 war zone?
Well, I'm constantly monitored, as well as, I think right now, I just did a street naming for one of the guys that we lost about a month ago. And I was down there, and we sent all kinds of food to his street naming. He was 49 years old. His name was John, and he had three kids, and he just retired, and he found out it was through his whole body, and he fought, but it got him. But I think right now we're losing 2.5 guys a day, every
wow.
A guy every 2.5 days. to this. And the screening is fantastic. You know, I went a few weeks back, and they did all kinds of scanning on myself, and they just keep an eye on different things that they're concerned about. But as of now, thank God, everything is healthy for me. But I didn't spend as much time as most of the police officers and the cops and the iron workers and, you know, the heavy equipment operators. They spent months and months and months down there, so they were more exposed than I was.
Absolutely. A friend of mine who works for the electricity company, he was down there for several weeks, you know, after 9/11. And, you know, he has to have, you know, regular screenings every 6 months because, you know, all of the things that were blown up, thrown up into the air, you know, after 9/11 have just affected people, you know, so badly. And it kind of is a worry. I really have to say, you know, that, you know, we talk about all these veterans and things and first responders and all of this and all of this is wonderful. But I really want to, you know, once again, I want to thank you, not just for being on the show, but for all you do, for the veterans and first responders. And I get from what you told me, you don't do this for any personal glory. You actually do this to make a difference. And I really do salute you for that.
Well, it's a good feeling, but sometimes I feel like I'm fighting a one-legged man in the butt kicking contest, you know. And I have a lot of people behind me, but it's a tough battle because you know as good a feeling it is to help one person, you know, 10 people, you want to help 20 because it's such a need. But I guess. You know, you got to do one thing at a time and one step at a time and, you know, and do the best you can and try to focus on the good that you can do and not on, you know, not on what you couldn't do. You only can do what you can do, you know. And if I turn a lot of people on to helping out, that's one more person to help and that's mission accomplished. And hopefully with the radio show today, we can touch a few more lives.
Absolutely, and I hope that is the case. And I'm on the 22nd. Although I can't be with you, I will be with you in spirit. And let's hope lots of people will go to your website, heroesforheroes.org, and actually check out what you're doing and see what they can do to help you. Because helping is not always about giving, is it? There are lots of other ways to help too.
Without a doubt, there's a lot of guys to need. You can do clothes drivings, and there's all these VAs throughout the whole country. It doesn't have to just be the one in New York. There's all these guys that need, you know, we have, what, 22 suicides a day, they say? You know, sometimes, you know, you don't have to say anything to somebody. You just be there and you just listen, and you may not think that's a lot, but it really means a lot to these guys, you know? Just listen and don't make a comment. You don't have to say, there's nothing you can say. People go, I don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything. Just listen.
Absolutely. And people don't actually have to do this as part of an organization. If you have a neighbor who is a vet or someone that you know who happens to be a vet or even, the, you know, works for the emergency services. I know all over the country there are these drives to thank the police and to thank firefighters and all of these things. So you can do these things individually and, you know, with an organization too.
You know, when you see a police officer, you say, have a safe tour and, you know, a thank you. And it means a lot to them because sometimes their spirits are down, you know, especially like there's a war on police for no reason. And these guys are just doing their job. You know, they're coming into a situation. A lot of times they're blind. They don't know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. You know, they don't know. So, you know, we pay them that respect and put your hands up and do what you need to do. And, you know, we'll all go home at night, you know, and we keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are coming to the end of our time together. Do you want to just give out your web address again very quickly?
It's h4oh.org, and we appreciate everybody, and God bless America, our armed services, our police and firefighters, first responders.
Absolutely.
And thank you
for
having us.
We have to leave it there, Donato, but thank you so much to Donato Pinico from Heroes for Heroes. So stick around and join us after the break. With Dr. Gerard Lamiro, PhD. Stick around. Don't go too far.